The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Hi, everyone. I'm David Byrd in Washington, and here's what's happening in entertainment. The sci-fi fantasy The Shape of Water won the most Oscars in Sunday's ceremony. As Mike O'Sullivan tells us, the night was dominated by several themes, including diversity and equality in casting and directing.
Frances McDormand was named Best Actress for her role as a mother who was determined to shame a local sheriff into finding her daughter's killer in Three Billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. As she accepted her Oscar, McDormand asked other women nominees to stand, including actress Meryl Streep.
The actors, Meryl, if you do it, everybody else will. Come on. The filmmakers, the producers, the directors, the writers, the cinematographer,
She said each of those women has stories to tell and projects that need financing. A recurring theme through the evening, allegations of sexual harassment and assault against a growing number of men in Hollywood. The movie mogul Harvey Weinstein, the subject of scores of accusations, was expelled from the Movie Academy in October. Another theme of the evening, the transformative power of films. Accepting the Oscar for Best Director, filmmaker Del Toro said that films remove barriers.
Because I think that the greatest thing our art does and our industry does is to erase the lines in the sand. We should continue doing that when the world tells us to make them deeper.
Jordan Peele achieved a first for an African-American filmmaker as he accepted an Oscar for the original screenplay of Get Out, a genre-bending horror film about an interracial couple.
I thought no one would ever make this movie, but I kept coming back to it because I knew if someone let me make this movie, that people would hear it and people would see it. So I want to dedicate this to all the people who raised my voice.
Gary Oldman was named Best Actor for his role as Britain's wartime Prime Minister, Winston Churchill, in Darkest Hour, which also earned the Oscar for makeup. Another wartime epic, Dunkirk, won awards for film editing, sound editing, and mixing. Allison Janney was named Best Supporting Actress for the biographical film I, Tonya, in which she played the mother of controversial skater Tonya Harding. Sam Rockwell earned the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor for his role as a racist policeman in Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Coco, a Pixar film set in Mexico, was named Best Animated Feature and also earned an Oscar for Original Song. A Chilean film about a transgender woman called A Fantastic Woman was named Best Foreign Language Film. Icarus, about the Russian doping scandal that led to Russia's ban from this year's South Korean Olympics, was named Best Documentary Feature. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.